The first reading this morning comes from the book of Isaiah. Thus says the Lord, maintain justice and do what is right, for soon my salvation will come and my deliverance will be revealed. And the foreigners who join themselves to the Lord, to minister to him, to love the name of the Lord and to be his servants, all who keep the Sabbath and do not profane it, and hold fast my covenant, these I will bring to my holy mountain and make them joyful in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and their sacrifices will be accepted on my altar. For my house shall be called a house of prayer for all peoples. Thus says the Lord God, who gathers the outcasts of Israel, I will gather others to them besides those already gathered. Word of God, word of life. The second reading comes from Psalms. May God be gracious to us and bless us and make his face to shine upon us, that your way may be known upon earth, your saving power among all nations. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for you judge the peoples with equity and guide the nations upon earth. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. The earth has yielded its increase, God. Our God has blessed us. May God continue to bless us. Let all the ends of the earth revere him. Word of God, word of life. Please rise for the reading of the gospel.
Gospel according to Matthew, the 15th chapter. Jesus left that place and went away to the district of Tyre and Sidon. Just then, a Canaanite woman from that region came out and started shouting, "Have mercy on me, Lord, son of David. My daughter is tormented by a demon." But Jesus did not answer her at all. And his disciples came and urged him, saying, "Send her away, for she keeps shouting after us." Jesus answered, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But she came and knelt before Jesus, saying, "Lord, help me." He answered, "It is not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs." She said, "Yes, Lord, yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." Then Jesus answered her, "Woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish." And her daughter was healed instantly. The Gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. The story of the Canaanite woman is such an interesting story, and there are lots of different ways of interpreting it. So I want to take a quick poll to see how all of you hear this story. So raise your hand if you think that Jesus was testing this woman's faith with his harsh comments about giving the children's food to the dogs. So testing her faith? Anyone? A few? Don't be shy. There's no wrong answers. Okay, quite a few. Raise your hand if you think Jesus was setting up a lesson for the disciples by pretending to shun the foreign woman, but then actually healing her. Ooh, more. That's favored. Okay. And last one. Raise your hand if you think that Jesus in this story was being kind of a jerk. Brave souls, okay. Honestly, all three of these are valid ways of understanding this story, and they all have something to teach us. That's the wonderful thing about the complexity of Scripture. I personally like the interpretation of the story that sees Jesus being kind of a jerk, and so let me explain. For me, this not-so-awesome moment between Jesus and the Canaanite woman exemplifies the power of the incarnation. the power of God becoming fully human. God choosing to walk around in our shoes and in our skin. The incarnation is not God pretending or play acting, but God actually experiencing what it is to be human. In Jesus, God experienced growing up, loving someone and then grieving their death, being cared for, being hurt. And in this story, Jesus has the very human experience of making a mistake. Jesus is so focused on his mission, so focused on his call to bring the good news to the house of Israel, that he stumbles over his own good intentions and says something rooted in the biases and prejudices with which he was raised. See, the Canaanites were the enemy of the Jewish people. They were seen as unclean, foreigners, outsiders, people not worthy of sitting at the table with the chosen people, Israel. Which is why this harsh language can be very hard to hear from the mouth of Jesus. But the woman's response is amazing and is full of God's grace. After hearing the unkind words from Jesus, the Canaanite woman does not back down. Instead, she insists that God has what she needs. And that even if she's not allowed at the table, she knows that God's abundance is so overflowing that even the crumbs will be enough. This is the original, nevertheless, she persisted. This doubly marginalized woman, this Canaanite and woman, she stands her ground against this group of men. Men from an enemy nation. She's not silenced by their mistreatment of her, by their ignoring her at first, or even their name calling. Instead, she speaks the truth of God's love and God's grace and God's mercy, which she knows is more than enough for all people. And then, God incarnate, this fully human Jesus, listens to her. Jesus listens to the voice and the witness of this marginalized woman. He does not get defensive or make excuses, but listens and hears the truth that she speaks. Jesus listens and allows her truth to impact him and to change his behavior. No longer ignoring her, Jesus acknowledges the woman's faith and blesses her, blesses her child with the healing that she needs. Now, of course, the faith story of Scripture has always made clear that God's love is for the world. Even in the choosing and blessing of Israel, even in setting them aside as a chosen people, God expressed a clear desire to bless all nations through them. So it's not God's love that's changed in this encounter. But the work and ministry of Jesus is changed, is made more inclusive by his experience with the Canaanite woman. One scholar suggests that she accelerated Jesus' ministry, moving him more quickly to God's intended inclusion of the Gentiles. Because, of course, that was always God's plan for him. But in the fullness of his humanity, Jesus is impacted by his experiences. And in this moment, with a Canaanite woman, Jesus hears his own message, his own proclamation of God's love in a new way. The love and grace and mercy of God is enough for all people. In fact, the abundance of God's love is beyond human understanding. It defies cultural and religious limitations. It stretches beyond all boundaries and includes every single one of us. God's love and mercy includes every group that has ever been told they weren't welcome at the table. God's love and mercy even includes the people that we don't want to include. Because God's love is bigger than we can imagine. And God's forgiveness is so much more than we are able to offer. The love of God is vast. It is abundant. And it is for all. That is the truth that the Canaanite woman named. The truth that the disciples were still struggling to understand. That there is more than enough to go around. The people who are currently sitting at the table don't have to be afraid of sharing because the feast of God's love and grace and mercy is so abundant that even the crumbs are more than enough. No one is left wanting. Everyone is cared for. Everyone is loved. Everyone is fed. This is such amazingly good news for us because it means that no mistake we make can exclude us. Absolutely nothing we do can put us outside the circle that Kelsey drew, right? Nothing can put us outside the bounds of God's love. Which means we don't have to be perfect. We are freed from needing to pretend to be perfect or having to defend our missteps. Secure in God's love for us, we are free to step forward in our discipleship. And even when we misstep, when someone calls us out for our biases or for words that we say, ways that we unintentionally hurt or harm, we can follow the example of Jesus and listen. Secure in God's love for us, we can listen and learn from our mistakes, change our behavior, and then once again go out and boldly proclaim the good news of God's love for all people. Thanks be to God. Amen.